Thank you. Great.
Great.
Thanks for inviting us.
Well, what we talked about a lot here off air over the last 10 minutes. We talked about trips to Hawaii, amongst many other things. So I'm not quite sure if that's gonna we're going to be able to top that here, because we all love talking about Hawaii on February 5th when it's 25 degrees outside. But we're here to talk about tomorrow night's festivities, the North Coast Rotary's Great Pizza Bake Off. You know, Joe, I know you were here in studio. We were talking about last year, and I know that this year you guys are expecting a pretty nice turnout. It's tomorrow at Avon High School, 4:30 to 6:30. Tell us exactly what's going on here.
Well, tomorrow we have sixth pizza bake off will be at Avon High School, and we have six pizza vendors. They are Domino's, Pizza Hut, Cafe Piccolo, Marco's, Master Pizza, and Nietzsche's. And then we also have a dessert vendor, and that is Nothing Bundt Cakes. And from 4:30 to 6:30, I think last year we had 400 to 600 people.
Yeah, close to 400 people last year. This is a great event. It's all-you-can-sample pizza from all these vendors at $10 per adult. And $5 for those ages 3 to 12, and 3 and under children are free.
Tickets are available at the door as well, so keep that in mind. And you guys are expecting somewhere in the area of at least 400 for tomorrow's festivities too, correct?
Yes.
And I think that really kind of qualifies as a cheat day, right? You want to carb overload? You can do that tomorrow. I mean, this is the time of the year where we're trying to really adhere to that New Year's resolution, but they always say you got to give yourself that one day to kind of splurge a little bit. You can do that tomorrow with this thing.
This would be the day.
Yeah. A lot of carbs. You mentioned Nothing Bundt Cakes offering the desserts, and that's an all-star list of pizza vendors as well. So how does that process work, the selection process determining which pizza companies are going to be involved?
Well, really, it comes down to those pizza vendors that are really willing to support the community through North Coast Rotary. We have some that have been with us for many years at the prior pizza bake-offs in Avon Lake and Sheffield Lake, and they're willing to extend their staff and be there for us. We do pay them a small stipend, but it in no way covers the expenses they incur for serving as much pizza as will be sampled and having several staff members there to staff their table. I think they just enjoy the event and enjoy the recognition that comes with knowing they're supporting their community and especially their schools.
And Joe, I know this is something that we talked about a little while ago, too, when dealing with the safety fair with the city of Avon. I think a lot of the same things are at play here as well. I mean, getting to know your neighbor, not only getting to know the pizza vendors in town, which is always very, very helpful, but I think this also qualifies as a community event, especially this time of the year. We talk about how the weather stinks right now. It's not the best. You're looking for an excuse to get out of the house and do something. And this is the kind of event that strikes me as a kind of community event to get out and do that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's getting to know your pizza vendor. As a customer coming in, you might get your pizza delivered all the time, and you may never have tried one of the vendors that's going to be there tomorrow night and sampling their pizza for the first time and seeing some of the things that are on their menu that you weren't aware of. And, you know, having Nothing Bundt Cakes there, that's another vendor that's new to the pizza bake-off, and seeing some of the things that they have to offer.
Very cool stuff. Again, it's tomorrow at Avon High School, the North Coast Rotary's Great Pizza Bake-Off. Everything will get started at 4:30. It runs through 6:30. All you can sample. Well, if you're an adult, for $10, that's a pretty easy way to feed the family. For kids 12 and under, it's only $5. Now, we mentioned tickets are available at the door. There is a Mesa trailer, M-E-S-A trailer, on the premises for collection of no longer needed medical equipment and supplies. So, Janine, what all is happening with this?
So the District of Rotary, which covers quite a bit of Northeast Ohio, has a warehouse, and we collect used but usable medical equipment. It could be wheelchairs. It could be beds, crutches, things that doctor's offices, hospitals, people no longer need. And we find homes for that. It could be overseas, and frequently it is in Central America. But if there are opportunities here in the U.S., we take advantage of that too.
Now, the Rotary has a lot of great events throughout the course of the year. The Great Pizza Bake Off happens tomorrow. But there's also a pretty cool event happening in just a few months called SIP and Support. And I know we've talked about that in the past, but this year, SIP and Support has a pretty cool celebrity involved. Now, May 16th is the date for SIP and Support. And can you elaborate on this cool new guest and some of the cool elements of this year's event?
This is the third year we're going to be doing SIP and Support, and it's one of our big fundraising events of the year. And it's held at Springer Living Community in Avon Lake. I think this year the address is 200 Community Drive. We're moving it down the complex a ways to get to have a larger room. And there are about six wine distributors that come in and display their wines. And this year, one of the wine distributors, Hammer Wine, distributes two bottles of a wine called Fairway and Pines, which is Ben Curtis. He is the 2003 British Open champion, and he has two of his wines distributed through Hammer Wine Company, and he will be there for a couple hours to sign wine bottles, anything golf-related and the like, and meet and greet Ben while he's there.
Sounds like a pretty natural tie-in, right? Mm-hmm. Is he giving any golf lessons while he's there?
Well, it's going to be held in May, and I think there's a putting green that's just adjacent to one of these rooms that he could be coaxed.
Okay, very nice. Well, I know that he actually, that was one of the prizes, right?
At the
Pearls of Wisdom dinner, right?
Wisdom. Yeah. Yeah, we had Ben was gracious enough to donate a lesson for you and seven of your friends at Hudson Country Club. So a lucky auctioneer or a winner took that home as a prize.
Very nice. SIP and Support, May 16th. We'll talk a little more about that in the coming months. Sometimes it feels like May's about 6 years away, but it'll be here before we know it. Now, you were telling me earlier that this is the sixth year for this Great Pizza Bake Off. How has this event grown over the years?
Well, the event started in Avon Lake, and we did it there near their homecoming. It kicked off their homecoming celebration. Actually, for 14 years, it was very successful, and it grew every year. It was often associated with their bonfire. We realized, though, that we also service the Avon schools and Sheffield schools. So Avon stepped up and said, let's try to do a pizza bake-off here, and timed it so that it is just before their Fusion concert, which is a very popular, well-attended concert from their students. And now, as we said, sixth year, and it's been very successful.
Yeah, continuing to grow. Last year, between 400 and 600. That was the number last year. So I think that Mother Nature should cooperate with us tomorrow. Let's hope, cross our fingers, and then maybe we'll get a little bit more than 400 to 600 tomorrow night. I mean, with all the different pizzerias that are involved for tomorrow, that should be a heck of a lot of fun. A fun event for kids as well. And again, it's just $5 for kids under the age of 12 and $10 for adults. This is the perfect time of the year for something like this. Joe, you mentioned a few moments ago that, yes, it's a community event where we want people to get out and meet some of their neighbors, but also to meet some of their pizza vendors because, look, this time of year you get home late from work, it's dark outside at 5 o'clock, and you don't really feel like putting a meal together. Well, this is an excellent opportunity to get out there and see what kinds of other pizza vendors are at your disposal.
You're looking, yeah, when you get home, you're usually looking through your drawer for coupons and, you know, who has the better pizza, and you're calling around. But this way you get to meet the actual pizza owners or some of the their employees, find out the different toppings. As you mentioned, there's a Hawaiian pizza, you know, talking about Hawaii. But, you know, there's a lot of different menu items that you're not aware of by a lot of these vendors.
Now, we've got to bring it full circle here. So when Janine walked in studio here about, I don't know, 15 minutes ago, she mentioned that this was her first time in the studio. Joe's been in here plenty, Joe knows his way around radio studios much better than I do and all the experience he's had over the years. But oddly enough, Janine, you said that the only other radio studio you'd ever been in was in New Mexico. Is that right?
Right. A very good friend has a radio program or had a radio program there, and we had a chance to tour it. It was very interesting.
How does this compare to the one that you saw before? Just out of curiosity, because most of these studios are kind of the same, but they've got their own little unique quirks to them.
You know, I think there's more active involvement with you from what just talking to you. More live active involvement with the radio station than maybe what I saw out there. Now, obviously, it was my first time, and now I'm getting a chance to talk to you about it. But still, it sounds to me like you're very involved.
Well, and in this studio, it's a little bit strange because it kind of feels like you're Wilson from Home Improvement, right? Because there's a gigantic monitor right in the way, and you can only see my eyes. You can't see my entire face. You kind of have to move around like that one Caddyshack scene with Judge Smales trying to get a hold of Danny. You can't see him, so he throws the plant off the desk. And in here, that's one of the strange things about this studio. You kind of have to do the limbo to try and see me at all times. But it's interesting how this is the only other studio you've been in. The only other studio you've been to is out in New Mexico. Boy, worlds apart, aren't they?
Yes, worlds apart. But I really think, I don't know how often you get people to tour your studio, but I bet it would be of great interest.
We had a 70th anniversary this past September, not September 2019. It was of 2018. And we opened it up. We just did a big old open house. People came through and they toured the station because this has been here for 70 years, same ownership, whole nine yards. So I think people had the same kind of reaction. They walked in and thought, wow, this is kind of where all the magic happens. It's been happening here for seven decades. Well, tomorrow again, the North Coast Rotary Great Pizza Bake Off at Avon High School, 4:30 to 6:30. All the pizza you could sample. Adults $10, children 12 and under for just $5. Again, tickets will be available at the door. Janine, Joe, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
All proceeds are going to our scholarship fund.
Yes, and other youth initiatives. We do a lot of programs with our youth. It's Youth Exchange is certainly one big one, as well as leadership programs, speech contests.
So it's well worth it.
Yes.
Outstanding. So it goes towards a great cause. So you're contributing to a wonderful cause. You're filling yourself up. All things say this is going to be a sensational event tomorrow against the North Coast Rotary Great Pizza Bake Off. Janine, Joe, thank you again.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, guys. All right, well, you should head on down there tomorrow. Sounds like a wonderful event.